Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I would like to thank everyone for coming out today on this beautiful spring day to help celebrate the dedication of our monument at the terminus of the Erie Canal. My name is Greg Kester. I am the president of the Niagara Frontier Land Surveyors Association. The Niagara Land Surveyors Association is a regional affiliate of the state organization, which is headquartered in Albany. Our chapter is comprised of roughly 85 members. Our duty is to protect the interests of all the people of the state of New York in terms of reestablishing original property lines, of surveying property by essentially walking the footsteps of the original surveyor. So I'm up here now to do a few thank yous and introductions today. First of all, I'd like to thank the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation for the opportunity to set this monument at this historic site. Specifically, Steve Rinaldi for helping working with our group since 2013 and getting this to happen. It's been a long, long road, but it's happening, so that's exciting. Thank you. I'd like to thank a few members of our association, specifically Brian Skallman, Mike Pohl, and Pete Snyder. Brian and Mike were instrumental in the coordination with the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation in starting and hatching the idea and then seeing the project through to completion. So thank you, Brian and Mike. And I'd like to give a big thanks and a round of applause to Pete Snyder, our local surveyor and my coworker. He is the artist of this monument. He has spent countless hours first creating it and then with some direction from the Erie Canal Harbor Department, revising the artwork and then doing it over again because he didn't like it. So he spent a lot of hours on it. So thank you, Pete. Thank you for all the time you put into it. Looks beautiful. So, okay, so I'd like to next introduce Brian Skallman. He's going to say a few words about how this got started and the history and how it all ties together. So, Brian.
What a glorious day, isn't it? Let's take advantage of that. Thanks, Greg. These are undoubtedly exciting times to be in Buffalo. Look at what we have here today around us, a recreation of the canals as they once appeared around the early 1800s. Built between 1817 and 1825, the original Erie Canal stretched 363 miles from Albany to Buffalo. It was the longest artificial waterway, the greatest public works project in North America, and was a central element in forging our national identity. Professional land surveyors have applied their analytical and measurement skills in researching historic documents and in determining the earlier outlines of Buffalo street grids, property boundaries, and Erie Canal lands. We have retraced and recreated the history of the spot marked by this new monument. But before the Erie Canal was built, the spot marked by the new plaque was once part of an area designated within the village of Amsterdam and laid out by surveyor Joseph Ellicott in 1804 for the Holland Land Company. Later, a French settler, Louis Licatex, considered to be Buffalo's first druggist, purchased some land from the Holland Land Company east of Main Street for a house, and to the west of Main Street and along the Buffalo River for a chicken farm. Meanwhile, Governor DeWitt Clinton was envisioning plans for the Erie Canal. In 1808, the New York State Legislature approved funding to survey a route that would connect Albany to Lake Erie. Ground was eventually broken for the canal's construction on July 4, 1817, but it wasn't until August of 1823 the ground was broken for what would become the Canal's Western Terminus. Guess what? The chicken farm was no more. On October 26, 1825, Governor DeWitt Clinton, his family, and other dignitaries took a barrel of water from Lake Erie, boarded a canal boat known as the Seneca Chief, and made the inaugural journey from the Erie Canal to Albany, down the Hudson, and then to New York City, arriving on November 4th, and poured the water into New York's harbor and is commonly known as now as Wedding of the Waters. It was here, at this very spot, canal barges left the Erie Canal, entered the commercial slip to Buffalo River, where her cargo and passengers would transfer ships sailing west into Lake Erie. This new monument marks a corner of the original terminus of the Erie Canal at its juncture with the commercial slip to the south and Little Buffalo Creek, which became the main Hamburg Canal to the east. The land here was once part of the Erie Canal, abandoned to the city of Buffalo under a small tract of land modestly known as Parcel 985, now under ECHDC ownership. Our role as professional land surveyors is to retrace steps from our predecessors. Many surveyors, if not all in attendance today, have contributed in some retracement efforts of portions of the Erie Canal. We dedicate this monument to professional land surveyors, past, present, and future, to the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, and most importantly, to the citizens of Buffalo who are discovering all the canal side and the city's waterfront have to offer. With that being said, I'd like to offer local historian Joel Dombrowski. He is a Buffalo booster, owner-operator of the Double Decker Bus Tours, and he's here to give us a few minutes of his time. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Joel Dombrowski. I operate that little bus behind you right over there, the Double Decker Bus. I wouldn't have that Double Decker Bus if it wasn't for the efforts of the people that brought Canal Side to fruition. It's starting its third season. That's why I'm in this goofy outfit. We tell history with a little bit of humor and hopefully a lot of interest and engagement. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why you're here is that, from my humble opinion, this is ground zero for Buffalo, right here. This is where it all began. Although you guys know that Buffalo was officially charted in 1832, really the birthday of Buffalo is 1825. Because in 1800, if you were here in Buffalo, you'd be one of only 300 people in the entire village. We were a tiny western front of civilization, according to Europeans, and there's no roadways, no waterways to get here from the east. But that all changed in 1825 when this little waterway opened up. Ladies and gentlemen, it opens up in 1825, in 1840, 1850, 1860, 1870. Every one of those 10 decades, our population doubles, 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 doubles. Buffalo is a boom town, and it's not because of manufacturing. It's because of what you see right over here, the Erie Canal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you took a chart and you had on a chart the amount of stuff transported down the Erie Canal, the tonnage, and our population of Buffalo, New York, it's a one-to-one correlation. In other words, my friends, as the canal goes, so does Buffalo. Our fates are intertwined. That's why we resurrected this canal, and that's why I believe Buffalo is also having a renaissance. Our fates are intertwined, my friends. What an amazing accomplishment this was. Speaking of people who are land surveyors, we did not have one engineer to make the body of water that we call the Erie Canal. 363 miles long, 40 feet wide, 4 feet deep. You guys have done a little bit of gardening in the spring, and after 15 minutes, you're like done with it. Think about building 40 feet wide, 40 feet or 4 feet deep, 363 miles long without one machine, just shovels. And no engineers, just surveyors. And by the way, this canal made Buffalo, Buffalo, but it also made the Empire State the Empire State. When Thomas Jefferson would not give us funding for this canal because he said it would, quote, bankrupt the country, New York State had to go to private investors. They went to a little place called Wall Street. And that's what made Wall Street, Wall Street. Profound impact here, ladies and gentlemen, with this Erie Canal. So as far as I'm concerned, this is ground zero for Buffalo. And as I look to the future of telling stories aboard my bus or doing walking tours and so forth, we look to the past, but we also look to the future, that this project, which says, if we tell people why things are important, that they will come. And so I would like to say thank you to the people in government and other entities who have made this possible. I would not have a career. I would not have my bus if it wasn't for Canal Side. So thank you for thinking about the past, but also my future. So thank you very much for coming out today. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel. I got to take a speaking lesson from Joel, I guess, because that was nice. Next, I'd like to introduce Robert Gioia, the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation Chairman. He's going to say a few words.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And Joel, thank you for that history. I couldn't have said it any better, and it certainly is no surprise that you're in the travel business and tourism, so continue to bring people down here to the Western New York, especially to the waterside. And I want to also thank the Niagara Frontier Land Surveyors Association for their determination and effort to see that this plaque is put in the right spot to remind everybody about our past so we can plan for our future. It adds yet another milestone to the long and vibrant history of the Erie Canal, which transformed Buffalo into the portal of the West, becoming the centerpiece for world commerce in the 19th century. And in 2025 will be our 200th anniversary, and Mr. Bonnehue, I think you're planning some events for that as well, and we'll talk about that in a second. As we reclaim the past and proclaim the future to reimagine Buffalo's waterfront, they're woven into our economic and cultural fabric, not only for the city of Buffalo, but for all of New York. And I also want to recognize Peter Dow, who's here as part of our Canal Side History Advisory Committee. So Peter, thank you for being here with us today. I also want to thank Governor Cuomo, who continues to keep us focused on doing what he has challenged us to do for the last 10 years, and that is to activate the waterfront and make it more accessible to everyone here in Western New York. And that's exactly what we're doing, and today is a perfect example of that. Each public improvement project we embark on is designed to emphasize Buffalo's connection to the waterfront and evoke character and vibrancy of the historic canals that once crossed this area. From the replica canals to the immigration steps to the Longshed facility, which will be breaking ground soon with the work efforts of the Buffalo Maritime Center, we are telling the story of Buffalo and the terminus of the canal system that put Buffalo on the map. You heard it a little more enthusiastically from Joel, but I had to mention that. And today, more than a million people come to Canal Side each year, and it is a bustling, vital, active waterfront. At this very spot, with this land surveyor monument, is where Buffalonians and visitors from around the world will continue to make memories. Now what I'd like to do is introduce our colleague from the public sector, also a member of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation Board, our county executive, Mark Polenkars.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Greg. Of course, thank you, Brian and Joel, for your energetic description of why history matters. And it does matter, and I am honored to be here as a representative of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, like Robert, but also as a representative of the people of Erie County, on why occasions like this do matter to us and the greater community. I love history, there's no doubt about it. And when I like going out and finding things that I didn't know about our community. And some of the most important historical markers, you got to look down to see. If you're going down Fordham Drive in Buffalo, you'll drive by and not realize there's a little stone with a marker on it on the ground that indicated the spot where William McKinley was assassinated during the Pan American Exhibition. And I think this is another indication of one of those little sparkling gems that the people of this community will eventually find, and that's why I want to thank the Niagara Frontier Land Surveyors Association for designing this memorial, this plaque, and coming up with the funds to install it here. Because Joel's right, there's so much about this community is based on what happened here. And we as a community, everything we do is on the backs of our ancestors, the men and women who came before. And we know about the fight that it took to get the terminus of the Erie Canal here. Otherwise, we might be celebrating this in Black Rock. But the forefathers and the foremothers of the village of Buffalo understood the importance of it. And they fought tooth and nail to ensure that the Erie Canal terminus was here and not just a few miles up the river in Black Rock. Otherwise, we might be celebrating the Black Rock Bills and the Black Rock Sabres and everything else about it, because it shows how important the forefathers and foremothers understood this would be. And it was the building of Buffalo from a sleepy little village into what was a powerhouse of the 19th and 20th centuries. So on behalf of the people of Erie County, I want to thank all who were involved in making this day a reality. And Robert's right. It wasn't that long ago that no one was coming to this site. After the Memorial Auditorium was torn down, this site sat vacant for years, and there were a lot of discussions about what was eventually going to come here. And I think we can all be proud of what's here now, a true representation of what were the canals in this location, because it was the canals that built Buffalo. It's the canals that we have today that bring people downtown. And I guarantee you, there are people going to walk here, they're going to see that, they're going to take a picture, and they're going to smile knowing that they were at the location that was the terminus of the Erie Canal, and they're going to be better for it learning about our history. So on behalf of everyone in Erie County, once again, I want to thank the Niagara Frontier Land Surveyors Association for the work they put into this project, and I know we will be a better and more historically informed community as a result of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. County Executive. So that concludes the formal portion of our program. We certainly will stick around for any questions you may have and or comments or suggestions. But if not, I want to thank Brian, I want to thank Greg, and I want to thank Joel for their participation, and more importantly, to the Surveyors Association that really made this spot going to be special for decades to come. And enjoy your waterfront. Enjoy the afternoon. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.